Lucas St. Clair helped win National Monument designation for the land known as Katahdin Woods and Waters. Next week, he'd like to win the Democratic nomination to challenge Republican Congressman Bruce Poliquin in the 2nd District. Mal Leary talked with St. Clair about what sets him apart from his two Democratic primary opponents.
I think the most specific is the support that I have for ranked choice voting and the fact that I signed on to the lawsuit for the implementation of ranked choice voting this primary election. None of the other candidates signed on to that lawsuit. But I felt like it was incredibly important to make sure that the will of the main people are represented in, at the election.
The polls are continuing to show that jobs is the biggest concern for voters in the 2nd District, as well as the whole state, of course. What could you do, what would you do as a member of Congress to help grow Maine's economy?
I think there's a real importance in investment in infrastructure. I think without high-speed internet in most places in Maine, we have the slowest internet speeds in the country. We need to make sure that we invest in that infrastructure, our roads, our bridges. An investment in rail would also be really important to make sure that we are able to move goods and have a system of public transportation that could quickly and efficiently move people around the state.
What could you do, though, in Congress to make that happen?
I think the work specifically in Congress would be sitting on the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee and making sure that we are looking for funding to be invested and when transportation bills come through that we're advocating to spend money on broadband and we're advocating to spend money on rail specifically.
What do you see as the most pressing issue that's before the country and what would you do to address it?
Healthcare, without a doubt. The most pressing issue around the country and around the state of Maine is the cost of healthcare and the volatility of the healthcare market. It's hard for providers. It's hard for rural hospitals. It's hard for the elderly population in Maine. We need to make sure that people have access to affordable healthcare when they are sick and need to see their doctor. They don't put it off because they don't think they can afford it.
But how do you address it?
I think an expansion of Medicare, put together a universal healthcare system, and my feeling the best way to do that is expanding Medicare so everyone is eligible, and it's a system that we all pay into, we make investments in, and we should be able to have a return on that investment for the long term.
So how would that work?
Well, it would be continued the way it's happening now, where employees and employers pay a percentage of their salary and a percentage of earnings into the Medicare pot. And that money, I think that rate could go up slightly. And over time, a pool would be created that would pay for people's health care when they needed it. And there are some tweaks that we would have to make to the Medicare system, being able to negotiate pharmaceutical prices, for example. Can't be done right now. I think that needs to be changed. But if we have a bigger system, with more people in it, more constituents in it, and younger people in it, it creates a more balanced system.
Voters participating in the June primary will be using ranked choice voting for the first time. Assuming you plan to vote for yourself as the top choice, who would be your second and third choice?
It's not clear to me who would be my second and third choice at this point. This is really about beating Bruce Poliquin in November, and I think I'm the best person to do that.
Democrats Lucas St. Clair running for Congress in the 2nd District. Later in the program, Republican gubernatorial candidate Garrett Mason. And you can hear more from both of those candidates in our 2 o'clock hour today. We'll have more Your Vote 2018 interviews and information, of course, at our website, mainepublic.org/yourvote.